Okay, let's see if we can see with the spotlight. Pablo? Woo! Please have a hug here for me, Pablo Stoff. We're going to open the house for questions, and I'm going to step outside of the light so that I can see you. Please raise your hand, and please speak loudly so that everybody else can see you. Thank you for the house lights.
I was very, very sad to hear of the loss of your partner in making whiskey in the past recent years. So, but if you wouldn't mind answering, did he have, do you see any influence that he had on this film, or were you inspired in any way when making this film on that loss?
This film was a project of my own long before Juan died, and I discussed this project with him. And in fact, in the film, there are two of the songs that belong to him. He was a musician also. He played his guitar in his bedroom, and he made like, I don't know, 2,000 songs. And two of those are in the film. So in that way, he influenced the film, but I mean, I'm influenced by him in everything I do, and I think of him like, I don't know, 5 times a day. So it's a very important presence in my life. I mean, as always has been. So yes, there's some influence of him. In fact, there's only two scenes that are vaguely based on a novel. That is my brother's favorite novel. And what the criteria was to imagine what my brother would do in a day. He loves football. He watched TV and he listened to music all the time. And he rides a bike, and his girlfriend was a nurse, and that's almost all true. Even the stupid thing with the draw at the beginning, you know, that when he wants that job, well, that's actually happened, that's real. I mean, it's real that the Uruguayan state does that thing to get jobs for the administration, and he won one of those, and that's almost all true, the way he didn't get through the exam and everything. So the criteria was to listen to him and what he was doing and write it down.
It seems quite real. I mean, you don't really question what's happening except one scene. I mean, does he beat the father, or I mean, this seemed like a surreal kind of weird scene.
Yeah, it's that scene. It's a surreal look on what really happened in the family. They beat each other a lot, and it was very hard for both of them to shoot the scene. When I told my father that he was going to be in the film, he said yes. And I told him, do you want to know what you have to do? I said no. And my brother knew. And then it was the second day of shooting, and they were both very, very nervous. And but it's basically, it's also true.
Made this film for family and friends. I'm wondering what
I don't know what's. I mean, it was important for me to make this film, to tell this story about my brother. My brother is a very special guy. And I wanted to make something that encouraged him to do things, to sing and to be more, I don't know, part of this world. He is all the time like, you know, like in the border. And I choose to make the film with like, based on his life, but also with him. And I think that I would never do a casting program and then pick someone who was like my brother. So I try to do it like that. And it's with my friends and for my friends, because all my friends were involved in the film, some of them behind the cameras and some of them in front of the cameras and some of them in front and behind the cameras. So that's basically that what I do it with my friends and for them, because it's also like something I wanted to do for them.
Yeah.
First, I'd like to congratulate you on your wonderful film. And second, I wonder if you might be good enough to explain why, of all the characters, only the baby is audible.
That's basically a joke. Something that I feel like this film is very, the sound man was very important in the whole process of the film. His name is Daniel Chafalian and he's been working with me for quite some time now. And when I wrote the screenplay, I sent it to him immediately and we start like imagining things with the sound, knowing that it was a silent film. And that the baby scene was something that we wanted to have this show, that you can only hear this baby. I know, maybe you can find some like deeper explanation about, I don't know, that when we grow up, we became not so innocent, so we can communicate anymore or something like that, but no, just a joke. Thank you. The Pixies, yes, of course. I thank the Pixies for saving my life when I was 16 years old, and I will be eternally grateful to them. And the film is basically in Spanish. The signs are in Spanish, but as we are making an old-fashioned silent film, we choose to. For this screening to show it with the English signs, but the other things we only had sight actors to do. We didn't shoot two letters or.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it too. I just was wondering if you could talk about the title. I know it's the name of the song too, but just if there's anything else.
No, that's it. And I don't know if you understand the lyrics of the song, because I don't. And I think it's some made-up English or something like that. And then that's it.
No.
As I said, the signs, there are two versions of the film, two prints, one with the English and with the Spanish the signs. I haven't shown it in Uruguay yet.
How about your brother? How did he react when he saw it?
He didn't saw it yet. No more than making a film, every film is political, but No, not really.
The reason I ask is because it looks like there's a generation that's kind of lost. And
yes, maybe.
Yeah.
This is the fourth film in the festival I've seen that has the main character blocking out the world with headphones, which just sort of seemed to be the theme this year for the films I saw. Beyond the idea of giving the film a soundtrack through those means, what particularly did that mean for you for this film?
In this case, I think it's the opposite way around. I think he communicates with the world by listening to songs and not isolate him from the world. It's something that I learned with my brother, that he only relates with music almost all the time. He is with you and you're listening to some song and he start talking about the song, but that's his thing. He's listening to music all the time, and so that's I think in this case it's like the other way around. No, I don't think so. I mean, those bands that you were listening to in the film, they're like most of them very like ultra underground bands in Uruguay. They have like CDs that they sell at their gigs, but they don't really have a commercial distribution or anything. And so I don't think so. Maybe if you are you're in the music business, we can do something with it, but otherwise, no.
Can I get a mixtape then?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Is there a reason when he sings the song he's not facing the audience?
Yes, because he is what he usually does when he's playing at their gigs. He plays facing the drummer. So I use that, and I like the fact that all the characters are always looking right into the lens, and he's not. So at the last scene, I like it to be like focused on the lens. Yes, Whiskey was very like a hit in Uruguay, and in some other places also. And in fact, I've been living from Whiskey for these years, and the money that we used to make this film was almost all private money, which is not so common in filmmaking right now. And it was the money that we made with Whiskey like years ago. So yes, it was easier for me.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.